The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And this week, we are specifically reaching out to my fellow comrades, the men out there. So we are going to be focusing on men's health this week. Now, ladies, you can still listen in, and we would recommend that you do, because many of you have husbands, boyfriends, children, perhaps, whatever, you know, lots of men out there in the world that need help and struggle with sort of men specific issues. And I will tell you a little teaser, even something in one of the formulas that's kind of has been historically known to be specific to men. Actually, I give one of the ingredients to my wife, Julie, because it helps her with a specific issue. So for you ladies, you should listen for later when we talk about that, because it might be something that concerns you. With that, we just want to remind all of you how you can stay connected to us before we get into our talking points. So yeah. Melody is the person that's going to take care of that this week. So go ahead.
That would be me.
Yes, there you go.
So our main hub is cohradio.com. That's crossroadsofhealthradio.com. For those of you who have been around a long time, now you can just use the shortcut. So cohradio.com. That is a hub where you can link over to emeraldlabs.com, which is our company website. And that has all of our products listed, and it's just got lots of product detail and information on it. But you can't purchase there. Now, we are in stores nationwide. So we're in Sprouts, we're in Vitamin Shoppe, we're in Mom and Pops, we're all over the U.S.
We're everywhere.
We are everywhere. But there's only one hub that carries absolutely every single product that we make, and that's our web affiliate, supplements.one. So just remember, cohradio.com, and that will link you through to everything. We'll talk about our social media a little bit later.
There you go. And so this week we have some interesting talking points for all of you. Actually, I was going to do something different, but sometimes between the break or before the show, Melody and I are chit-chatting, and she said, you know what, I think you should do this, because people find it interesting. And I've done it, I don't know, I've talked about it a few times through the years, so I'm going to talk about it again.
And by people, I definitely mean me, because it's one of those things that you've talked about that I've shared with other people personally. And it was sort of one of those things that, you know, we do a lot of reading, but you have so much other experience that I don't have. And anyways, we both try and bring our best to the table. But I really, really loved this particular talking point, because it definitely applies to me and my family.
Well, it applies to really everybody out there. And it really comes from many, many decades ago when I worked for this PhD biochemist, and he had an MD on staff. And that's when I was really just learning. For those of you that don't know my history, I started working at Mrs. Gooch's, a big health food store chain here in Southern California, in 1983. I worked there for 4 years. They're now part of the Whole Foods group. They were bought by them many years later. But I loved working there, and that's where I sort of started my education, because it changed my life working there. And then I went to work for this PhD biochemist, and he had an integrative medical clinic where he would fix people with vitamins, minerals, amino acids, probiotics, and the list goes on. And he would had a nurse, they would do injections of homeopathics and all kinds of cool stuff. And so I just sort of sat under him and learned everything I could from him. So one of the things that he had told me was regarding vitamin C. And he said there was a Loma Linda study back in the 70s, I think it was, and they created an index called the phagocytotic index. And what that was involved with was your white cell activity. And what they wanted to measure was when you consume sugar versus when you do not consume sugar, what happens to that phagocytotic index. And they created a level where below a certain level, you were much more susceptible to an infection, a bacterial infection, viral infection going around. Because when there's infections going around, or if you're getting something, your white cells, you know, are kind of the army that goes in and attacks those invaders. And so anyway, what this study showed was that when you consume sugar, your white cell activity drops off pretty significantly. So your ability to fight infection drops off pretty significantly. So a lot of people, when they get sick, they go, oh, I need to pump down the vitamin C. And that's not wrong. You want to keep pumping down the vitamin C when you are sick. But when something's going around, or if you feel like you are getting sick, just at the very beginning, really even before you feel like you're getting sick, that's when you really want to pump the vitamin C down, or make sure that you have it in your bloodstream all throughout the day. So because what that does is, when you consume sugar, what they have seen under a microscope is that your white cells, normally they're pretty active. They're kind of like, a bunch of runners on a field, you know, moving around, you know, being active. And when you
eat, it's like a party's going on.
Yeah, kind of. And when you consume sugar, they all sort of just hang together, and it's like they're
going to sleep.
Yeah, kind of just time to go to sleep, man. And the medical doctor that used to work for the PhD biochemist, I talked to her, and on a separate occasion, she said, yeah, this is where she told me they've looked under a microscope, and when sugar is consumed, the white cell activity, they all just sort of clump together, and they're not nearly as active. But when you consume vitamin C, when you are consuming the sugar, that white cell activity does not drop off at all. So that's really significant. So when infections are going around, if your white cells really aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing because you're consuming sugar, then you need to take vitamin C. Now that sort of dovetails into, well, a couple of, I'll digress. My girls love when I use that term, but I'll digress for a minute. So when my wife and I got married in 1995, I loved that study, and I really locked down when he told me that story. I was like, this is great. This is so just good practical information. So when we had our wedding, I told my wife, I go, I want to put vitamin C capsules on all the tables because we eat the wedding cake, that sugar. So they need to have the vitamin C. My wife kind of rolled her eyes, and I wanted to do a few other things. She put the kibosh on, said, that's a big no. As my daughters would say, that's a hard no. But she did not give me a hard no on the vitamin C. So at our wedding, we had vitamin C capsules on all the tables. And I got to say, when you eat the wedding cake, I talked about the phagocytotic index, you know, probably you ladies are like, oh my gosh. But anyway, and so I got to talk about that. I said, so when you have the wedding cake, you should have the vitamin C also. That way, if there's anything going around, you'll probably be more protected. So anyway, that's my little digression there. But anyway.
I love that though. I mean, it really speaks to Rick. I mean this in the nicest possible way. You were like the ultimate vitamin geek, and I pride myself on being a vitamin geek.
Hey, that's, you know, I loved it because this industry changed my life.
Yeah.
And so what I will say is that historically, you look at standard vitamin C, like when Linus Pauling was doing all his research in vitamin C, it was mainly on ascorbic acid. And then there was calcium ascorbate, which is a buffered form because it's got some calcium with the ascorbic acid. So it's not it's not as upsetting to the stomach. Sometimes some ascorbic acid, people are sensitive and can be upsetting to their stomach. So they came with the buffered form. Then there was Ester C for years. Then that company got bought up by a big company and they said, we're not going to share with anybody else. So, but then this other company came along, the Pure Way C that we have. And before I get into that, I want to say that standard vitamin C, the blood retention time is about 4 to 6 hours. So if you took it, upon arising or with breakfast, 8 in the morning, 9, whatever time you eat, by noon, by lunch, it's gone. And then at lunch, you got to take more. Then by dinner, it's gone. Got to take more. And then you got to take it before bed. So the beauty of Pure Way C that we have, it has a 12-hour blood retention time. So you can take it in the morning, you take it in the evening, you have 24-hour protection with the vitamin C. So that whole phagocytotic index issue kind of goes away as long as you're disciplined about just taking some in the morning, taking some in the evening. So that's, and we're not even really here to talk about just Pure Way C as a product this week. We're talking about men's things, but this is worth talking about. So we are going to put that on the things, the specials that we're running this week, because it's worth having for you men and for you ladies both. Having the blood levels of vitamin C supplemented is really, really crucial when you get an infection. Now, once you get the infection, if you if you continue to take vitamin C, that's great, because then it's going to keep that white cell activity. Because once you're sick, then the white cells are trying to attack what's there, attack the invaders, and kill them off. So you want to continue
supporting them,
right? You want to continue to take the vitamin C, but the biggest issue is take it before, when somebody tells you, oh, something's going around, boy, start pumping that vitamin C. And quite honestly, I just do Pure Way C every day, all the time, just because I want to have, 7-day-a-week, 365-day-a-year protection. So I just take it morning and night. That's it for me. So that's the vitamin C talking point. Now we don't, when we talk about the multis for men, we don't even need to really spend any time talking about vitamin C because it's already in there, but it is in there.
Yeah. So. And I love that too, because if you are taking one of the multis, even though we're focusing on the men's products today, if you are taking one of our many multis, we have 11 unique formulas. If you are taking any one of those formulas, whatever suits you best, even you ladies out there,
yes,
then you know that you have 12 hours of coverage with Pure Way C, but then we also have Pure Way C. So essentially, you can take your multi in the morning, and then in the evening, you can take your Pure Way C to keep getting that coverage at night. You know, for all the moms out there that are trying to keep your kids on low sugar diets, which I really do try for, but you know, they still go to school, they still get treats. I try not to deprive them so they don't go crazy when they see a speck of sugar. But just keeping in mind that keeping your kids bolstered with vitamin C, especially if you know they're going to a birthday party or something like that, it's really important. So,
and I should mention too, years ago, I said, well, what about fruit? And the guy I worked for, he said, well, the beauty of fruit, the way God made things, fruit naturally has vitamin C in it. So you have sugar, but the vitamin C is already there. This is why processed foods, years ago with white bread, I was reading this book and this some guy with a master's in nutrition, he said, well, guess where the nutrients are in the wheat? Well, it's all in the bran and the germ, the stuff they removed when they give you the Wonder Bread or the Weber's Bread or whatever it is.
Man.
That's where all the nutrition is. So when man says, you know what, we don't need all that stuff, they say, we just want the white part of the wheat kernel. Well, you're taking all the nutrition away. And then, of course, they say, oh, we give you, you know, niacin and iron and folic acid to replace it. Of course, the folic is synthetic and there's all kinds of problems with that. So when we eat things that the way they're provided in nature, usually there's protections built in. But when you have fruit juice or some sort of candy or cookie, which is not the end of the world, just take some supplemental vitamin C. And one other thing, we do put alpha lipoic in with vitamin C. So even though it has a 12-hour blood retention time, the alpha lipoic actually recycles the vitamin C, so it lasts for even longer. So that's an additional safety net that we put in there. So very powerful product. Our multis have the alpha lipoic. Our Pure Way C individually does. So a lot of protection there for all of you. So anyway, with that, we are out of time for segment one. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 mg magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 mg magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated. To learn more, visit www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Or you can find Emerald Labs 400 mg magnesium at health food stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's supplements.one.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And before the break, we were going through our talking points. I was talking about vitamin C, how important it is to be able to effectively fight off infection. Melody still has her talking points, some interesting information. But if you are just tuning in with us, we want to remind you that you can go to cohradio.com, cohradio.com. That's a hub where you can connect to our social media. You can connect to our internet partner affiliate, Supplements.One. You can connect to Emerald Labs there. So that's a place where you can go and you can get a lot of good information. They have the archived radio shows there. A lot of great stuff. If you are on social media, you can go to @COH Radio on Instagram or facebook.com/COH Radio. You can also, if you're interested in Emerald, you can on Instagram @EmeraldI'mFree or on Facebook/EmeraldI'mFree, same thing. So we got a lot of good information. We're always evolving with our social media. We've got some really great people working on that. We're starting to put a few videos up there on Facebook, some really great information. So please check it out if you are on those social media platforms. And we recently had sort of a giveaway, and people got like a year's free vitamins of their choice. And so we try and do things that are helpful to all of you. And I just love what we do here, and we want to share it with all of you. So hopefully you'll join with us in our pursuit to help you all be healthier.
Yes, indeed.
So, anyway, so what do you got for us, Mel?
Well, you know, the reason why I wanted to share this article is because this is an issue that actually puts a couple of people that I love personally in my own personal life at risk. And I know that this is something that's very common. So I wanted to share this with all of you out there, because I figured this is information that could help a whole lot of people if only they knew about it. So this common drug can cause your brain to bleed. It's practically criminal at this point that so-called experts are still pushing aspirin on millions of healthy older Americans. The drug doesn't cut heart risk by any real measure in people without heart disease, but it does certainly cause new risks by very real measures. Now, the latest research confirms one of the worst risks of aspirin therapy, one that doesn't get nearly enough attention, if you ask me. While many patients know all about how aspirin can trigger dangerous bleeding inside the stomach, there's also another place you can bleed, right inside your brain. An intracranial hemorrhage, as it's known, is one of the most devastating forms of brain bleeding possible. It could kill you before you even know what's happening. And if you're lucky enough to survive, it could leave you permanently disabled. All from a little, quote-unquote, baby aspirin, a drug that TV experts and maybe even your own doctor swore up and down would protect you. What daily aspirin really does to your brain. Daily aspirin is a textbook example of why the conventional wisdom can be just plain foolish. Not long ago, everyone was urged to take the drug from middle age on, despite the bleeding risk, to protect against a heart attack and stroke. Now the new study shows how any supposed benefit, if there even is one, is more than outweighed by this massive new risk. If you don't have heart disease, daily aspirin will increase your chances of an intracranial hemorrhage by 37%. In real numbers, that's one bleeding brain in every 500 patients who take it. Here's why this risk is extra frightening. You can feel the other form of bleeding caused by aspirin. It's an ulcer, which is agonizingly painful. And in a way, it's good, since you know something's wrong and you can seek help. But when you bleed in the brain, the symptoms can be much less obvious. They can be similar to a stroke. You can be confused, tired, and numb. You might not understand others well. They might not understand you. You might even want to just go for a nap. One you could never wake up from if someone doesn't get help on your behalf. The new study focused on low-risk patients. In reality, even many others don't need aspirin. In a study last year on moderate-risk patients, aspirin didn't beat a placebo at preventing heart attack and stroke. In a second study on people with diabetes, the benefit was so small that it was more than outweighed by the risk of internal bleeding problems, including stomach and or intestinal bleeding. If you're concerned about heart health, no matter what your risk is, consider proven natural therapies, including CoQ10, fish oil, and L-carnitine. Rick, I know you can expand a little more too on the benefits of fish oil and the right kinds of fish oil to get, but we also do have heart health formula, heart health for arteries and veins. And we do offer CoQ10. We have 100 and 200 milligram forms of that. There's just so many natural therapies that you can use without taking a baby aspirin every day. And this really, to me, was a very frightening article to read, because I do know people who do this and they swear by it. And it's quote unquote old school, and it's, you know, quote unquote proven. And I sent this article to my loved ones because I was very concerned.
Hey, my dad, he used to have a big jar of Anacin on his dresser.
My
every
grandfather
night,
did too.
He popped an Anacin, you know, and just that's just the way it was. So, yeah. So I don't get headaches very often. And I don't take aspirin every once in a while. Like when I went to the dentist and they do some really, I want some harsh work. One time they took some tissue from the roof of my mouth because my gums had receded. And he said, just take 600 milligrams of ibuprofen. And I don't know chemically between aspirin and ibuprofen if the studies are the same. But anyway, but in that case, just to deal with the pain as opposed to taking pain medication, I did it for a few days. But it's as an ongoing thing, it's like definitely not. It's
yeah, just, no, same here. I avoid it. So. I avoid it at all costs. Like even if I've got a little bit of a headache, I let it ride. I drink some water. I try and, you know, turn the lights down and just ride it out as much as possible.
You know, last night I got home and I was like, I had this, I don't know, for some reason, that's raging headache. And I was like, you know what? I think I need a couple of blueberry waffles. And, you know, I had those and the headache totally went away. It was great. I was so happy. So not that I'm advocating. Yeah, actually, we're going to start grinding up blueberry waffles and put them in capsules so we can sell those as an anti-headache.
Blueberry waffle health coming your way soon. Totally, yes, it's got a raw whole food blend of blueberries. No, but be careful. Please consider if you are taking it on a daily basis, please consider other alternatives. So definitely, like the RTG fish oil, you know, I know our partner, our partner affiliate supplements.one now does carry an RTG fish oil and some other great products, but we do have the CoQ10. So,
and there is another product. Sorry, we keep digressing here, but anyway, Feverfew extract. We don't sell it, but there was a study years ago done in Europe. I remember reading one of the books on migraines, and I think it was about a third of the people, I'm trying to remember, I read this a long time ago, but it was a significant amount of people got help. I think it might have been more than a third that got help from the Feverfew extract, and I think it was a 0.8% parthenolide. So that's the active, or one of the active constituents in Feverfew. So you can look that up on the internet, Feverfew standardized to parthenolide. That can be helpful for migraines and headaches. So that's a natural alternative also.
Studies that indicate that sometimes migraines can be associated with folate deficiency. So we'll talk more about that later. So there's all sorts of other things that can be associated with headaches and migraines and things that you can deal with naturally instead of popping aspirin right away.
Exactly. And we can talk about this because this is a show about men's things, and men have heads and they ache sometimes, right? Sometimes, right? So there you go. So, okay. So men, but we need to get to things that are specific more to you. But again, ladies, don't forget that teaser. We're talking about the prostate issues, and then we're going to talk about our men's multis. We want to start talking about the prostate. So with men, you can have benign prostatic hyperplasia or enlargement of the prostate, or you can have prostatitis. But just a couple interesting facts about BPH. We're just going to call it BPH. Almost half of all men over 45 suffer from at least some degree of prostate enlargement. So if you're over 45, you know, one of two men around you are going to suffer from some form of BPH. So that's significant. That means you should, you know, put your listening ears on and check it out. So there's just a lot of great natural things that you can do. And the meds, the prescription meds they want to give you, those can be very damaging. Something you might want to consider all the alternatives before you go down that road. Now, another thing is the hormones involved in men that affect the prostate. We all know that men have testosterone. A lot of men, some men have a lot of it. So, you know, we're, you know, whatever. So, but as we age, that testosterone, it breaks down in the body to DHT or dihydrotestosterone. There's an enzyme called 5-alpha reductase, and it converts the testosterone to the dihydrotestosterone. And it is known that as we age, the levels of DHT increase in men. And guess what? DHT is implicated in prostate growth. So with prostate enlargement, DHT is certainly a culprit. Now, they used to think DHT was a big part of the culprit. But now recent studies have shown that there's might be more of a backstory than just DHT. In recent years, there's been growing evidence that estrogen plays a role in prostate enlargement. Now, I know men, we're like, look, I don't have any estrogen. Come on, I got testosterone. But we do have some estrogen in our body. All men have some estrogens. There's three. There's estradiol, estriol, and estrone. Those are the N-chain metabolites as hormones are broken down in your body. So all men have levels of estrogen, but they can increase in a man's body, especially when you're eating meats shot full of hormones. We'll talk about that briefly. Pesticides in your foods, which have estrogenic compounds, things like that. So anyway, it says that some research shows that the balance between estrogen, testosterone, and DHT is the main issue in prostate cell growth. We're actually going to go to a break, and we're going to continue when you come back. So ladies, stay tuned. Your little teaser, we'll do that when we come back. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, whether seasonal or year-round, allergies just aren't fun and can take a toll on our quality of life. Allergies are a very common health problem, and approximately 1 out of 5 people in the United States are affected by hay fever. With this condition, substances in the environment, such as grass or tree pollens, can be a real challenge and is usually seasonal. Some people react year-round to things, such as dust mites, pet dander, or mold. Common symptoms include sneezing, runny nose, congested sinus, watery and/or itchy eyes, sleep problems, and a variety of other health problems. Allergy Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients that have been shown to improve symptoms of allergy season-related challenges caused by natural pollen, airborne pollutants, and other related allergens. You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted.
That is true.
I'm your co-host, Melody Marturana. Missed any part of the show? If you missed that lovely little ding from my phone in the last segment, you can catch it by listening to the archive at cohradio.com. If you've been a longtime listener, we want to thank you, but you may also have us saved as crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Now, either way, you'll still get to the same place, but you can listen to the archives there. Now, we also want to remind you once again that we have a web affiliate, supplements.one. It's supplements.one, and they carry every single formula that we make. That is totally unique to them because no other retailer, no other brick and mortar, and no other online affiliate actually carries every formula that we make. So they offer every single one of these formulas at 10% off every day, so you can always access everything that we make. But they also honor coupon codes for Crossroads of Health listeners that are unique. Yep, always unscripted. Yeah. If you are indeed listening to this show, we are going to give you the code DRIVE this week, and we will tell you which products that it will apply to. But you'll get an additional discount off of the already 10% every day discount available on our formulas. So before the break, Rick was giving all the ladies out there a little teaser for some information. Even though this is a men's show, there are some nutrients in some of the formulas we offer that can be helpful also for women.
Yes. And so we're going to sort of move right into the formula. I was talking about the enzyme that converts testosterone to dihydrotestosterone. And women, they have some testosterone too. And so they also get dihydrotestosterone.
Some of us more than others.
That's
no,
right.
I'm just
kidding.
Yeah. But anyway, so that enzyme, 5-alpha reductase, and you can look all this up on the internet, it converts the testosterone to the DHT. Well, when women, as they age, they get a lot of 5-alpha reductase. Then regarding hair loss, when women or men have an abundance of DHT in the hair follicle, that causes the hair either to you to lose hair or for the hair to thin out or to for balding, all those issues. So I actually, with saw palmetto, it actually hinders the activity of the 5-alpha reductase. So my wife, who used to have her hair fall out, I had her take saw palmetto every day. I think I had her take either it was 320 milligrams or 640 milligrams. I bought soft gels. I don't make soft gels, but I just got those from a good company that I knew. And so she takes those because if you have hair that's falling out, that can be one thing that can be related to thinning hair, you know. Might feel weird talking about women balding issues, but you know, it can be an issue. So there can be other
absolutely.
Things too. Well, and there can be biotin and other things too, but that's a biggie to limit the activity of the 5-alpha reductase, thereby limiting the amount of DHT in the body. That's just basic, good, straightforward chemistry, something that hopefully that's helpful to you. So there you go, ladies. And we hope you still will listen in because we have a lot of stuff to cover about the men still, your husbands, boyfriends, you know, young men, all that good stuff.
And hair loss does affect both men and women. It's something that actually runs in my paternal grandmother's side. So I've had thinner hair since I was 19, so I take all, it's a good thing I take all these supplements.
There you go. I also, so that was BPH. I want to talk just quickly about prostatitis, because that's another issue regarding the prostate. So prostatitis is an infection or chronic inflammation of the prostate gland. Unlike an enlarged prostate, it strikes men of all ages. So very young men, you can have this. The most common form is chronic non-bacterial prostatitis, or NBP, also called chronic abacterial prostatitis. This condition is caused by a fungus, a virus, or a mycoplasma infection, and often cannot be resolved by antibiotics, especially for the fungal and viral infections. An acute bacterial infection, usually by E. coli, is another cause. An enlarged prostate gland predisposes one to this condition, since urine flow is not as efficient and microbes are more likely to accumulate. So for older men, this can be a secondary condition that you went after BPH. So in addition, pain in the pelvic floor muscles can cause pain in the prostate region. When infected, the prostate becomes inflamed and tender, and the man has difficulty producing a constant flow of urine. The infection produces other symptoms as well, which may include a fever, chills, a pain in the lower back, and bloody urine. The greatest danger of prostatitis is that it will become a chronic problem in which the bladder cannot empty itself. As the benign enlargement, this constant urine retention can cause an infection or kidney disorders. We have successfully treated, this is Mark Singer at his clinic, we have successfully treated several men who had chronic prostatitis who were unresponsive to previous doctor's treatments with antibiotics. Many of the natural therapies mentioned work at the root causes of prostatitis, which include non-bacterial infections and prostate enlargement. So there's, I'm just going to, a couple things that Dr. Stenger mentions, and we're going to talk about this in prostate formula. The Swedish flower pollen extract, quercetin, that's in our allergy health, echinacea, oregano oil, Pygium africanum, that's difficult because of the, there's a supply chain issue. That's been difficult for years, and even people that sell it, I wouldn't recommend it, because it's just, it's very difficult to get true Pygium africanum because it's only grown in a very specific region in Africa. Zinc is a biggie. A lot of people don't get enough zinc. We'll talk about that in the multis, and then back to saw palmetto again. So if you just took our prostate formula, a multi, and maybe our allergy health, that would be helpful for dealing with some of the issues of prostatitis. So we're going to start talking about saw palmetto. Melody had some studies regarding saw palmetto specifically. So why don't we start off with that, and then we'll get into the rest of the formula.
Yeah, so saw palmetto has been found to have many favorable effects on the prostate, including inhibiting the activity of the enzyme 5-alpha reductase, which reduces the conversion of testosterone to DHT, like Rick said, blocking DHT from binding to prostate cells, reducing the effects of estrogen and progesterone on the prostate cells, causing smooth muscle relaxation, theoretically allowing the urethra to open more effectively and preventing the backup of urine, reducing inflammation and edema by inhibiting the effects of inflammation-producing chemicals called prostaglandins, altering cholesterol metabolism in the prostate, and modifying the levels of the sex hormone-binding globulin, so SHBG. The Journal of the American Medical Association reported a review on the therapeutic efficacy and the safety of saw palmetto extract in men with symptomatic BPH. The authors reviewed 18 randomized controlled trials involving 2,939 men with BPH. So this is really significant. They concluded that saw palmetto was as effective as Proscar, finasteride, I might have not pronounced
finasteride.
It. Finasteride, there you go, a commonly prescribed pharmaceutical medication for BPH. The benefit of saw palmetto compared to that of the pharmaceutical treatment was the absence of side effect, such as impotence or loss of libido. Another study using before and after treatment ultrasound images demonstrated that the combination of saw palmetto and nettle root reduced the size of prostate swelling in men with BPH. So that's pretty significant.
Yeah, there's a lot of good information. There are far more studies than we have time to cover on this show. But trust us when we tell you the prostate health formula is very, very potentially helpful if you're struggling with prostate issues to maintain a healthy prostate. The Swedish flower pollen extract, that is something that's used as a pharmaceutical in Japan. It's also helpful with prostatitis. But this is, I've met with this raw material vendor directly. It's a small group of people. I met them a couple years ago at this big trade show in Las Vegas where raw material suppliers attend. And this is something that has many, many dozens of studies regarding the benefits of this flower pollen extract with prostate issues. So we use this, as usual, in a therapeutic dosing level. Don't be fooled. Companies sometimes will give you, say, oh, this is a great, this Swedish flower pollen extract, but they'll give you, you know, 50 milligrams. And that's not adequate. You need to have a therapeutic dosing level. This is not an inexpensive raw material. It's very expensive, but we use it because it's going to give you results. And then the zinc, we, as usual, we use the Albion chelated minerals. The zinc, men's zinc needs, they have 8 times more zinc in their body than women. So men having enough zinc is very, very important. This is why taking a quality multi, we'll get into this with the multis a little bit later, but minerals especially, not all minerals are absorbed into the bloodstream efficiently. So you can say, oh, I'm taking 25 milligrams of zinc a day, but it's some poorly absorbed form of zinc. Well, that's not going to be great for you. So you need to have the right form of zinc. Then you need to have it at a level that is going to be helpful to you. Then, of course, the pumpkin seed extract. A lot of men, you know, they chew on pumpkin seeds and things. Those are known to be high in zinc. So that's kind of a, you know, just a different way to get your zinc. But pumpkin seed extract certainly can be helpful. Stinging nettle root extract, that lessens the BPH symptoms. And then lycopene, it's prostate protective. We also have lycopene in our multis. Beta-cytosterol improves BPH symptomology. So all these things kind of work together. And then the last thing, the selenium, there, you know, years ago there was this Finnish study, and it was just a horrible study, and it talked about, oh, beta carotene may cause cancer and selenium is bad. And of course the study was just full of holes, and you know, they took men that had smoked for years and they said, oh, it causes cancer, these supplements cause cancer, which ridiculous. Selenium is crucial as a mineral that you need in the body. We use a specific form in here called SelenoXcel. The studies indicate it's helpful with prostate issues specifically. We don't use SelenoXcel on everything. It is a yeast-based selenium, but this in particular, this formula, the SelenoXcel is very, very good. It's the best you're going to get as far as a form of selenium for prostate-specific issues. So this is just a formula that really, really would be helpful to men. So if you're struggling with prostate issues, and again, almost half men over 45 will struggle with some sort of BPH. So it's something that you should really consider. But we got to move on. We are out of time for segment 3. So when we come back, we're going to get right into the multis, the men's multis, and then we'll give you our code for the week and all that good stuff. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think, thanks to doctor-formulated joint health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and OptiMSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, and this week we are talking to my comrades out there, the men and the ladies too, but we're primarily focusing on men's issues this week. And if you are just tuning in, we want to remind you that you can check us out at cohradio.com. That's kind of a hub. You can get all of our archive shows there. You can connect to Emerald Labs there. You can connect to our internet partner affiliate that sells all the Emerald Labs products, supplements.one. Just a great place to go to just kind of get more informed about what we do here at Crossroads of Health and at Emerald. But before the break, we were talking about prostate. Now we want to get right into the multis. And there's just a lot of information to cover in a short period of time. So I'm going to give it to Melody and she can just jump right in.
Well, there's a few sweeping key points, and we kind of covered some of these throughout this show. Just a reminder that in all of the multis, including these men's formulas, we do have pure whey C. So you get vitamin C with a 12-hour retention time. And that's really important because vitamin C, obviously, you know, it's going to support your immune system function. It's also important, too, for collagen production and things like that. Men don't always think about collagen production, but obviously we all age. Collagen and elastin can break down, and we all definitely need to support our immune systems. So this is a superior form of vitamin C in there. Supporting your body with the right nutrition, and that's sort of the one of the building blocks to being youthful as long as possible. So pure whey C is part of that, and that's something that we include in all of the multis, so that helps you men out there as well. And then, of course, we do use the albumin chelated minerals. Like Rick had mentioned, you know, we're using albumin chelated, the zinc. But we also are using albumin chelated calcium as bisglycinate chelate buffered, magnesium, the selenium, potassium. It goes on and on. So we're using the albumin chelates. Albion is a U.S.-based company. Their minerals are considered gold standard because our body does not produce any minerals, which means that they can be very hard for the body to absorb. And, you know, if you're not absorbing it, it's not going to be effective for you. So they've done hundreds of human clinical on their chelation and absorption studies, and they are considered to be gold standard. Now, we also focus a lot on the Bs with our multis, and this is an issue that affects both men and women. I think one of the things that I really like to point out is that we are using the methylated folate. Now, this is an issue for women who are pregnant, trying to get pregnant, because it involves healthy fetal development. But it's also really important for men, too, because about half of Americans have a genetic issue that can cause them to not be able to fully convert or methylate folate into an absorbable form. And if you are folate deficient, it can cause all sorts of problems. It's associated with high homocysteine, which is a marker for premature heart attack and stroke. It's also being affiliated with the development of Alzheimer's later in life. That's an issue that affects both men and women. And there are other things that also deal with brain chemistry, you know, depression, anxiety. Also, I mentioned earlier in the show, it's also being associated with migraine headaches. So folate is really an essential nutrient. B9, in its natural methylated form, is essential for many, many, many functions in the body. And in combination with B12, which we use in the methyl cobalamin form, the methylated form of B12, those things work together to actually break down homocysteine in the body and help the body get rid of it. So it's very important for men and women, but it is included in all of the men's formulas. And then, of course, with the men's formulas, we're including higher amounts of the things that are specific to men's health, like the lycopene and the zinc, and then adding saw palmetto to the men's 45 formulas. Now, the other thing that we add to the 45 plus formulas, so in the one daily and the high potency four daily, is L-glutathione, Cetria L-glutathione. And this is a master antioxidant. It is basically like the king of all antioxidants. And one of the things that's very special about this is it actually can help the body to detox, and it's very liver supportive. So there is some of that going to be found in the 45 plus formulas, and that's for both men and women. But again, today we are focused on you gentlemen out there. So those are a few of the highlights on the men's formulas.
And it's a good segue into why you need to go to cohradio.com, because there's at least one show archived there with a multi show, but we really drill down deep on the multis and the multi shows. But today it's just got to kind of just give you some of the highlights on things. But trust us, there's no formulas like these formulas out there, these multi formulas, because Dr. Stenga formulates these. They are produced with therapeutic levels in mind. These are the formulas that Dr. Stenger uses in his clinic with his patients. So just check these out. And this week, Melody usually talks about the code and all this, but yes, since you men out there, you are my comrades, I want to offer you a great discount this week. So 50% off all the products that we're highlighting. So that's below wholesale, and it's going to be good for the whole week. You use the code, what, Mel?
Drive. And that will save you an additional 50% off of the already 10% discounted pricing on our web affiliate, supplements.one, that's supplements.one, when you buy any of the men's formulas. So the men's one daily multi, the men's 45 plus one daily multi, both of those come in a 1 and 2 month supply size. And the men's 45 plus four daily, which is, our clinical potency, plus the prostate health. And also, Rick decided to throw in that Pure Way C because we focused on that Pure Way C and vitamin C study. So, Rick, why did we choose the code DRIVE?
You know, I just realized this is a great getting to know you for this week, because I think a lot of men struggle with this. I used to have this aunt, Aunt Ann. My brother and I, we loved Aunt Ann. But she used to tell us when you're young, she goes, you know, you've got to be a defensive driver. You know, I took this defensive driving course when I was young, and it's always helped me, because you're watching the guys around you and what they're doing, and you know, you can save yourself a lot of pain and grief and potentially death by being a defensive driver. So, and I think my brother and I were decent defensive drivers, but I've realized through the years that I tell my wife, I go, you know, sometimes I'm more of an offensive driver.
And you?
I know. And my wife, she'll chime in and go, yes, you are kind of offensive when you drive sometimes. So, yes. Yeah, so the adage is, sometimes she goes, are you schooling this guy over on the right? I go, me? No.
What?
Please. I school him? Anyway. So I struggle a little bit in the driving thing. I just, one of those things, but I think guys could relate. So anyway, that's my struggle. That's what we're talking about, drive this week. Melody, what about you? You're not a guy, so how was your driving?
Well, you know, I have a pretty long commute because I live in Orange County, and then of course our offices are located in LA County. So I drive really far every day because I love it here. I really do. I love my job. And that's a huge blessing to be able to say that. But I have had more than one occasion where I've had an aggressive driver on my tail. And I've always been kind of a bit of a cautious driver. It's not that I don't ever drive fast, but you know, I often have my kids in the car. And so, you know, I was in the carpool lane one time and somebody was like riding my bumper. And the only accidents I've ever been in were people rear-ending me. So I always leave a significant following distance between me and the car in front of me, because I'm just not going to get, I don't want to be at fault for a rear end accident when people slam on the brakes, because we are in Southern California and there's lots of traffic and it speeds up and it slows down very quickly. And I had this big giant truck behind me and the guy was just on my bumper and I couldn't get out of the lane to let him pass me because it wasn't a broken line. And I got to tell you, that guy just zoomed around me, went to the right of me, gave me the bird, flipped me off, and it was a guy, Rick.
I don't live in Orange County,
and
just
then
to be clear.
It wasn't you. and like cut me off and kept going, and I was just like, oh my gosh. So when it comes to driving, there are a lot of aggressive drivers on the road. Rick, I know you don't behave that way, but you like driving fast. You know, you enjoy a nice open road with a car that's got a little power behind it.
It's a nice way to put it. I enjoy a nice open road. Yes.
So okay. Again, for those of you who are listening, the code DRIVE will save you an additional 50% off when you buy any of the men's multis, prostate health, or Pure Way C at supplements.one.
All right. Thanks for joining us, men and ladies. And please join us again next week for another exciting episode of Crossroads of Health.
Today in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium, as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated. To learn more, visit www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Or you can find Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium at health food stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's supplements.one.